I think I'll finish your rap, baby.
What? Who did? Really? So let's get to it. Where is Avi? Is Avi here, Avi Friedler? Can you call him in? Come and then we'll hear Lenny. We're gonna hear the voice. Yeah.
Yeah, Avi.
Yeah, maybe you'll come to my house
tonight. I think I didn't bring my filler.
Let's speak to. I want to speak badly. Badly. I have things to say. You know, I didn't think I did a good job. I apologize, but I want more time. I'm running away from this guy. He's your friend. I'm out.
Thank you.
Bobby's here.
Oh, fear.
Guys. It's my. Avi, come. Where's the guitar for you? Where's Shlomo? Do we have a guitar for Avi? It's all perfect. Can he borrow it? Where is Maish? Is Maish here?
Check it out. They're just like so yummy. Hey, Rebbe, hold on. I'm just going to tune in. Sorry if that's okay.
Take your time.
Yeah. Oh, should I do that? Rebbe, Ellie wants a song for the war.
You wrote one?
I played it that night. It's
I love that song. Can you do a live first, then Hashem Hashir?
Whatever you want.
A live, then Hashem Hashir. Then we'll hear Yehuda and Ophir. I want to hear. Herschel, you ever heard Yehuda or Ophir? You're about to be a treat.
I'm normal.
I think Rebbe should have one on his head. You looking at me weird?
I put the capo on backwards. What? I don't know, because it gets the bass much better. Like, more. I don't know why it's different. Wow, it's a cool size. It's baby. Oh, it's mini. Dude, I love it. Nice. I thought it was one of the baby models.
Got this.
You know the baby models? Okay, Rebbe, you want me to?
I want to hear you.
Whatever you say. Should I just start singing?
Let's do. You ready, Chevra? Welcome, Aishua. Again, I wanna thank all the guys for being here. I thank the guys for spending the day. It's been a beautiful day of friendship. This is the final Musarvad that we've met, Baruch Hashem, for 6 months. A beautiful, beautiful Zman, and we get one final time to learn together. I asked a couple of guys to sing, and then we'll share a Dvar Torah. If Avi could share a live, and then a song he wrote, Hashem Mashiach, for the matzah that we're in.
Absolutely.
I think there's an ocean behind my eyes. All these emotions I can't deny. And I could try to hold it in, but I'm getting tired. When I cry and I feel something I can't deny. It's somehow inside. There's something alive waiting for me to live. And I can't describe the feeling of hope that never dies. For as long as I live, I'm choosing to be alive. Fall is needed to bring me up. Cause somehow inside there's something alive waiting for me to live. And I can't describe the feeling of hope that never dies. I can't help but thinking that God, you listen when we say, Hashem Mashiach, Amen. Your name, we are.
No way we would have a speaker here, right?
Does anybody have a speaker here?
Yeah, this one's loud.
My phone's louder than yours. New phone. Here.
I know I'm thankful, but I can't think about it. Cause all this pain inside my brain, I gotta face it proudly. And feelings I can change cause I got demons lurking around me. I got a lot of problems, I don't even think about it. Like God is the one above, and we looking up. Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? I know I'm thankful, but I can't think about it. Cause all this pain inside my brain, I gotta face it proudly. And feelings I can change cause I got demons lurking around me. I got a lot of problems, I don't even think about it. Like God is the one above, and we looking up. Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? I said accomplishments, yeah, I need me a lot of them. Grinding to be on top of them, vibing, they try not stopping them. So I'm like God, the one Hashem above, the one I just look up to, and I need me some love. And I'm looking above, and he looking for trust. And I don't wanna fight no more, I said that it's enough. And I don't wanna fight no more, I said that it's enough. And I don't wanna fight no more, I said that it's enough. Like God is the one above, and we looking up. Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, God is the one above, and we looking up. Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, I just want some love. Hashem, I might not see you, but I really need a hug. And lady, I've been feeling really stuck. I know you are controlling everything you are above. And I know you are controlling everything you are above. I just want love. Hashem, I might not see you, but I really need a hug. And lady, I've been feeling really stuck. I know you are controlling everything you are above. And I know you are controlling everything. Like God is the one above, and we looking up. Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love? Like, can we get some love?
Come on! Come on! With Lenny, hold up.
Come on.
I'm so weird to me.
Show me your next song.
New song or...
Signs I'm in my feelings. I was hurt but with no sense of how to heal it. I had visions and dreams beyond the ceilings. I couldn't even believe, I couldn't read it. I wanted to love, ain't know how to love. All the times I was down, I just needed a hug. Now they show me affection, I don't know who to trust. I was craving connection, instead I got the lust. And please be around, don't leave me till the end. I got lust, but all I wanted was to have a friend. Typing messages to you I didn't know how to send. I knew I said some things that I couldn't have lived.
I wanna see who I could be. If I didn't set a limit, I'd have to lose to know I made it. I wanna see who I could be. If I didn't have no goals, then I'd just be another basic doll.
I wanna go, but you won't let me breathe. I got some selfish needs I can't control. I'm on my own. Visions I wanna be. I wish that I could see where I could go. I'm feeling low, but even when I'm down, I know that you'll come around. I've got hope. I'm in the zone. I was lost and found. I know I'm safe and sound.
Where's Yehuda? Where did Yehuda just go?
Let's go, Yehuda.
Mo! Lenny.
Yeah, you got next?
Shut up. Game, I'll complain.
Thank you. Not the second movie, I think.
Big three.
Love and cherish. easy to learn. As time moves on, I find myself right where I belong. Although it can be hard to believe, I know. Continue to show me the way and keep me from astray. Even when I'm lost in the dark, I'll always find your star. When my soul is yearning, but my heart. Why?
Yehuda Krupka there? Is Yehuda Krupka there?
Carl, so, man. I'm back.
Could you do a like kind of
shot? I don't lie. I saw this guy.
Yehuda. Yehuda, that was close. Pulse. Yehuda. We buy you.
I need to forget.
I'd like to share with the Chevra something that we've learned before. We've studied this before, but this idea, Shlomo and I have been saying, and many of the Chevra, to travel around. I've gone around with my kids, with Avi has come with us. We've gone around a lot of places, singing and talking and bonding with a lot, hundreds and hundreds of Yidden. And in going around, going to many places and bonding with Yidden, there's a specific, the beauty of a Yid. Anachnu Yisrael Amoy, we are the Am Hashem, we're the people of Hashem. And sharing that we're a precious people with a special mission has been the goal. And going around, we've been singing Shlomo's song Yidden, the preciousness of Yidden. I want to share a verse from the Noam Elimelech that energizes me, and I'd like to share this with the Chever, this verse from the Noam Elimelech that very much energizes me. Everybody who ever learned here knows the end of the pasuk in Chinuch. If you ask a guy from Waterbury Adurim, tell me the end of the pasuk, I want him to know what you're referring to. There's a pasuk on Chinuch that the entire world knows the beginning of the pasuk, and the end of the pasuk, if for some reason there's some shekhas atayra, and the end of the pasuk is not widely known. We've studied the end of the pasuk in this yeshiva. I want to repeat it, and then I want to tell you a Noam Elimelech that we've learned before, but upon the moments of parting from this man, I want to learn this Noam Elimelech together with the Chever upon parting this man. The beginning of the pasuk in Chinuch, in any discussion in Chinuch, is Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darko. That pasuk in Chinuch, everybody knows, any rally, any conversation in Chinuch speaks about the beginning of the pasuk, Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darko. Be mechanech the youth al pi darkoi, according to his derech. Everybody's unique. We can't copy. We all have a derech. We all have a chelek in Torah. We have a piece of Torah. We all have a connection, an own personal connection to Torah. We've said many times that it never says in the Torah to stand up for the sefer Torah. The only source to stand up for the Torah is stand up for the learner of Torah. Vadarta pnei zaken, stand up for a learner of Torah. If you stand up for the learner of Torah, so of course you stand up for the Torah itself. But remarkably, there's no pasuk to stand up for the Torah. It's only a kal v'chomer. It's learned. If you learn for the learner of Torah, if you stand up, so obviously you stand up for Torah itself. We know there's a principle in Shas, Milsa de Asya b'kal v'chomer, Tarach v'kasav l'akra. The Gemara says even something that could be learned out of a kal v'chomer, Hashem will write an open verse. He won't leave it up to a drasha. He'll say it explicitly. And yet it never explicitly says stand up for the Torah. And perhaps it doesn't say stand up for the Torah openly, but it has to be learned for standing up for the learner of Torah. For he who learns Torah, he who connects to Torah, you stand up, is because Hashem gave us the Torah, was not an external gift. We didn't, at Har Sinai, if you study Har Sinai in the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the very chag that we're embarking on, the purpose of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim was Tavdanas Elohim Elohar Hazeh, was for Kabbalah Satorah. And we count, we have Sfiras Ha'imer, that we're going to count from the second night of Pesach, we're going to count the Shavuos. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for Kabbalah Satorah. Now we were not given a physical Torah. Kabbalah Satorah was much, much deeper. We weren't even handed a Torah at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, we became one with Torah. Yisrael v'ayrei secharu. The Yid and Torah are one. It matters a Yid's opinion, a Yid's perspective, a Yid's understanding of Torah. One of the most remarkable Gemaras I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to read it to you guys. Avi is Berg Masechta Gittin up there. I'll be right behind you, Githin. Thank you, Avi.
He's got it all right.
There's a Gemara in Gittin, and the Gemara in Gittin says, Ashkechir Rav Yassar Lelio. Rav Yassar finds Elio Anavi. Amalei Maika Avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Hashem doing? Amalei Asik B'Pilegesh B'Giva. He's learning the Sogya of Pilegesh B'Giva. There was a civil war in Klal Yisrael. Shevet Binyamin and the rest of Klal Yisrael is a Sogya of Pilegesh B'Giva. Hashem's learning that Sogya. Umayka Amar, what's he saying? In the Sogya, there's a machlaikis, what made this Yid angry? And Amar Lay that caused, that sparked the civil war. And Amar Lay, and Eliyahu Anabi said back, Ev Yasar b'ni kachweimer, and Yainasam b'ni kachweimer. Hashem started saying in the Sugya that Ev Yasar, one Tana, says this is what happened. One Tana says that this is what happened in Pelegesh B'Giva. And Yainasan b'ni kachweimer, and Yainasan, my son, said something else happened. Amalei chas v'shol mika sveika kamei shmaya z'Hashem misupik. So Amalei eilu v'el debil kimchayim, both things are true. Both of them are right. The Gemara's only kasha is that Hashem quoted two shittas. There's a machlaikas. So Hashem's misupik? He says, no, both are right. Why isn't the Gemara bothered by Hashem needs to quote Yonasan says this is what happened? Say what happened, Hashem. What's Hashem quoting a Tana as to what happened? He's quoting a Tana as to what's pshat in the pasuk. Say the pshat in the pasuk. God, it's your Torah. And the answer is that Yonasan, the pshat, I don't know if it's a pshat, Yonasan reads Torah, and Hashem creates Torah and creates a Yonasan. Like Rabbi Shapiro described today, a Yonasan, in his purity, in his sincerity, says pshat, and Hashem speaks to us through the Torah that's learned by Yonasan and comes out of pshat. So Yonasan becomes part of the Torah Shabbal process. There's the Torah and Yonasan Sheta. Each Yid's perspective, each Yid's understanding is part of Torah. As such, the very source to stand up for the Torah is stand up for the learner of Torah. The Yid is the Ashlam of Torah. He, through him is the very source to stand up for the Torah itself. So Chanoich Linar Alpi Darkoi says that every single person has their own derech, has their own path, their own Kiddush Shamayim, their own unique way of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and try to be Mechanech. Try to guide the child, Alpi Darkoi, uniquely what's his unique path. Not capping anybody, not imitating anybody, not asking him to be somebody else, allowing him to be him. That everybody knows, widely known, difficult to keep, but widely known. Chanoich Lenar Alpi Darkoi. The end of the pasuk is very, very elusive. I very much would challenge you that ask 10 Yidden, tell me the end of the pasuk of Chanoich Lenar al pi darkai, and many won't know what's the end of the pasuk. The beginning, Chanoich Lenar al pi darkai. Anybody who cares about chinuch knows that pasuk. We're all going to be parents, and we must know Be'ez Hashem to be mechanech our children al pi darkai. The end of the pasuk is very important. The end of the pasuk is Gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, that when we mechanech a child, the purpose is long term. There are a lot of things that could be done that can produce instant starkness. Whoa, he's a big gun. But Gam Kiyaskin, all the thoughts have to be on the person making an acquisition that lasts for a life. It has to last for eternity. Gam Kiyaskin, La Yasimimenu.
It should be him always. We could do things that were start, but it has to build to be sustained. Gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu. We could do a lot of type of pressures and a lot of type of fast movements that produce something stark, but it won't last because it's not the person, it's not who they are, it's not true to themselves. And the goal of chinuch is gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, that in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 80 years, they'll be true to this. They have found who they are. It's who they are. Gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu. I would say one of the marks of a yeshiva, of gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, is people are happy and comfortable and grow in a successful way that's loyal to self. The Bein Azmanim looks geschmack. They're not looking to throw off anything. They have it like starked out, and then Bein Azmanim, they have to unwind. Of course, there's a Bein Azmanim. Of course, there's a rest up period. But we're finding something deep that is us, that we're connecting to, that we're passionate, that means something to us. Skam kiyazkin layasim imenu, it lasts. This is what I like this. I care about this. This is important to me. We're finding a steiging that lasts, that this means something to me. In a world that doesn't know gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, you wouldn't see guys come to the Beis Medrash different hours putting on tefillin. What do you mean? In a world we're trying to find the beautiful scene. It's one of the most gorgeous pictures of Durham. It's the guy coming in throughout the day putting on his tefillin, saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Finding something that means something to the guy. He's not playing to any crowd. Tough luck when you think I should do what? I'm putting on my tefillin and saying to God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's announcing to everybody, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Gam ki yazkin la yasmi menu, to find things that are meaningful, that are purposeful, that even in old age it lasts. There could be many systems of chinuch. All our homes have to be with warmth, with love, with softness, with care, with understanding, creating an environment that for years, I want the Shabbos in our homes to be full of love, full of a mitzvah of lifnei Hashem, that the children, Shabbos comes, there's like gaguim for Shabbos Kodesh. When they're 30, 50, 80, 100, gam ki yazkin layasim imenu. So that has to be the thought of chinuch. The end of the pasuk. And you can imagine there are many things in chinuch. If you don't care about the long term, you want to look good for the moment. You want a visitor, people come to the yeshiva. If you want it to look stark for a visitor, whoa, wow. Okay, so then you think certain way you do. If you want gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, that it's built to last, it's built for all eternity, you'll be much more patient, much more careful with ourselves and with others. Be much more slow, much more careful, much more important to find chaos and find meaning, to even learn less, but it means something to you. Not compete, not a persona of a masmid, not a persona of a shtark. Find things and slowly build that which means something to me, that which is important to me. Gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, I'll never leave this. I have found something that's a delight to me that I want to hold on to. So that end of the pasuk, gam ki yazkin lo yasim imenu, has always been an important directive in the yeshiva. It's an important directive in chinuch to know the job, the task of chinuch. Things the long term, don't sell out. And to one person, they might not understand that a guy's going to go back ben azmanim. Are the neighbors going to say he's starked out? Whoa, he's stark. I hope so. I don't say maybe yeah, maybe no. Beit Hashem. The truth, people see the truth. You didn't have good eyes, they'll see. But the goal of that which is real, that which is authentic. I watched Rabbi Russ and Avi Friedler have a beautiful relationship. If Rabbi Russ wanted a shtark out, the beautiful person was bursting out in a beautiful way. I went to Eretz Yisrael, I lost my mind from seeing just the sincerity, the fight for life, the growth, battling, working through that is Avi Friedler. It's only because Rai Russ keeps the gam ki yazkin layasim imenu. It's not quick fixes. It's not like that. It's finding something, digging in, trusting the person, slowly, real, small steps, small, sincere, little. There's no little in Ruchnius. That produces something which is powerful, and Gam Kiyazkin La Yasin Menu. They'll never let up. It will last for all eternity. That's Gam Kiyazkin, even in old age, La Yasin Menu. But I want to close this manshu. He is a vert from the Noam Elimelech. It was his yard side a week and a half ago. And to say goodbye, I want to say a vert from the Noam Elimelech that energizes me. The Noam Elimelech asked the following kasha. He asked that the pasuk says, Chanoich l'nar al pi b'darkei avi, teach him right. Why? Because Gam Kiyazkin l'yasmeni, you don't want him to veer in old age. He's going to go off the derech. Ask the Noam Elimelech two kashas. First of all, why does the Torah speak negative? We're a yeshiva, we're a world of positivity. The Torah is positive, not negative. So he said, in order that in old age he shouldn't go off, say, teach him right, so he stays on the derech. Why is it saying the negative, Gam kiyazkin la yasmi menu? In old age, he shouldn't veer off. Say, chanoich l'nar al pi darkei, so gam kiyazkin, yelech, he'll go on the derech. He'll be heilech on the derech. Why does it say, teach him right, so in old age, he shouldn't go off the derech? Kashu one, why belush and shlila in the negative? Say things in the positive. With Kasha Ami? Kasha 1 of the Noam Elimelech. Kasha 2. I beg you to listen to the Kasha. This is a tzaddik who lived, a tzaddik who was on this earth, who changed many lives, and is a Rebbe, is an impact in our yeshiva, this tzaddik. Listen to what a tzaddik asked. He said, you think a pasuk would predict an neshama is going to go off the derech? Teach him right! Otherwise, he's going to go off. You think a pasuk? I started the yeshiva with this. I didn't know the Noam Elimelech. I didn't know Chassidus. I promise you I was bothered by this kasha. I heard so much in yeshivas, such fear. Everybody's going off the derech. That's why the words of Reb Nachman energized me. Im ata tamin shefshar lekalkel, tamin shefshar letaken. You only think we're all so precarious to go off. The soul is a fire that heads towards Hashem. Ask the Noam Elimelech, a pasuk is predicting, is like worried. Teach him right, otherwise in old age he shouldn't go off. What pasuk would predict the yid to go off the derech? The pasuk's like worried. A yid goes on to Hashem. A yid moves to Hashem. What's pshat the pasuk? A pasuk to understand the Noam Elimelech had an understanding of the soul. And he asks on a pasuk, Ani lo mevin. A yid moves to Hashem. Did anybody sit here? Does anybody watch? You've seen guy after guy. Tell me what the soul does. In a place that's so crazy to give people space. We're out of our minds here in Durham. We're crazy. We're a nutty place. All the schools are afraid. It's so scary. Guys, and then a yeshiva like Eureka, give a guy space. And what is guy? If the guy, have you seen an alumnus come back who's not shining like the sun? Have you found one yet? The Noam Elimelech saw this and he said, I don't understand the pasuk. Teach him right. Otherwise, in old age, you'll go off. The neshama moves to Hashem. Who are you telling this to? What are you telling? Be very careful. The souls move to God. I don't understand the pasuk yesterday, Noam Elimelech. The kasha, Noam Elimelech was uncomfortable. He read a pasuk that bothered him. You better teach him right. Nervous. Can you imagine a meeting at the beginning of the year? Say, Chevra, the Chevra's coming. It's scary. Not scary. The Chevra's coming. Let's go. Bring it on. You see what we see, guy after guy after guy after guy. What world are you seeing? I just say, don't mess up anybody. Don't kill the soul. Let the soul be. Let the soul be, because it's going to move to God. Then you have a pasuk says, teach them right. In old age, you know, they can go off. What are you talking? It's the Noam Elimelech asked on a pasuk. He was bothered on a pasuk from what he sees from Kol HaTorah Kula that he learned he was a baki in Kol HaTorah Kula, and he was a baki. He looked around at Yidden moved to Hashem. Mm-hmm. What's the pasuk saying? Be very careful. What's he saying? That's the Noam Elimelech's kasha. The Noam Elimelech said pshat in the pasuk. Now please get this. Please, I want like to get what the pasuk is saying. This is how it's tzaddik. You don't want to agree with him, say a different pshat. It's very compelling, his pshat, because why did Torah speak a negative? In old age, he shouldn't go off. Say, teach him right, so he stays on. Says the Noam Elimelech, the pasuk is saying that a soul will always go to its derech in avodas Hashem, because that's what souls do. So listen how to read the pasuk. Chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, teach the soul right. So in old age, he shouldn't have to move to the right derech. The soul's going to move right. So why do you have to make him have a journey? Why teach him wrong and he has to break through to the right way? So gam ki yazkin lo yas means, chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, teach him, try to tap into the derech that's his. So gam ki yazkin, he shouldn't have to be served from the wrong derech to the right derech. Don't, because if you teach him wrong, he anyway is going to move to his derech. That garnish telf, and if you teach something else, he anyway, the soul is neiter to its own derech. The pasuk saying that a soul goes, the Chosn Yeshua, great tzaddik, the Chosn Yeshua says the same thing. That a soul, and this has to do with all of us being mechanich ourselves, the soul will automatically move. The soul craves Hashem and moves that way and yearns for service of Hashem. And the soul will automatically be true to the derech that's meant for it. So if you try to break it, push it to a way that's not meant, it's going to move to the right derech. So teach him right. So in old age, he shouldn't have to be sorted to the right derech. Guide him in the right way, that he'll have it and be able to continue to go on it. That's what the pasuk's saying. It's not predicting he'll go off, it's predicting he'll go on. Chanoich lenar al pi darkei, because gam ki yazkin lo yas mimenu. In old age, he shouldn't have to be sar from the wrong derech to the right derech. So teach him the right derech. That's what the pasuk means. That's how he teaches the pasuk. The Chosn Yeshua describes people working with them that work kifi your teva. Find within yourself what you're united. That's why we trust the gut so much. We trust each person to find the right amounts. The right amounts, where to push, how to push, how to connect to Ruchnius, to trust oneself in a deep, deep way. Even a Rebbe is there to encourage us to trust ourselves, to encourage us that it's in us. And we can find it in ourselves, but to trust ourselves. And to find it, we have an atiyah to Tov. We have an atiyah, the neshama moves to Tov. Of course, we have to be miyashiv and work through the challenges. And then the neshama has an atiyah to Tov. That message of the neshama of every yid, that's very much naita l'tov, was a base message of the base medrash of the Noam Elimelech. It's a message in this Beis Medrash. It's a message that we've learned, that we've seen in this Beis Medrash. I came here 15 years ago, I knew nothing about the neshama, nothing. I knew about being a shmak and like making learning like fun or something. And I learned from the guys here about the soul, that the soul wants and craves and moves to Hashem. We can access, it's in each of us. In a quiet, in a careful, in a happy way, we can access. And when we access it, it's there forever. Gam ki yazkin l'yasimenu, it stays for long, long years. For long, long years. We were zayich on this beautiful day, Samari, the alumni. He's not here now. Maish Grimold came. He has two beautiful children, two beautiful sons, son Daniel and a son Shlomo. And he's raising a mishpacha, a beautiful mishpacha, and such a sincere way. The guy took off of work to plug into the yeshiva. We got to see that this is not quick fixes of people starking out. It's finding something that's authentic, that's real, that I care about, that's me, and sticking. We saw Menachem Wiener's beautiful mishpacha. He also took off of work today and came to yeshiva. He He works a very hard working guy. He took off of work today and came to yeshiva to plug in. He's building a family, and we have hundreds, Baruch Hashem, who've come through this Beis Medrash and found sincerity. We see the guys coming back. We see chevre after chevre coming back. We can go through all the names here. What the guys have taught, the sincerity, tens of thousands of Yidden are looking into the yeshiva. Just say it true. It's probably hundreds of thousands. I just don't know if tens of thousands, that a large contingent in Williamsburg, there's Chevre and Lake with tens of thousands of people are looking in on the yeshiva. What they're looking is honest and authenticity, courageous Chevre. They're looking at you. Honest guys that we could plug in and connect to Yiddishkeit, we could find something deep in ourselves that it means to us, and grow b'simcha rabba, with simcha, with sincerity, and it's making a tremendous impact. Tremendous, tremendous. Shlomo could say Eidus. We traveled around hundreds and hundreds of people. We saw over the last thousands of people since Simcha started, thousands. Hundreds is way under, thousands of people. We've traveled and met and sang with who are tapping into what you're teaching. So I say to all the guys, Yasher Koyach, I thank every single. I look at a shragi, I'm not trying to get a cheer. I spoke with, I'm seeing him, I can't help it. We not stupid shout outs. The guys are the yeshiva. There's no yeshiva but the guy. I shout out this. If I speak about the yeshiva, you'll miss it. There's no yeshiva. The walls house shragi. The walls are impact. I see Yeshua Lefer. I see Meimei. I'm so proud of you, Meimei. You've impacted me. You've impacted your friends. I'm proud of who you are. Your sincerity, with honesty. You've taught us. Yeah, you're right. Shragala, what I've watched Shragi grow, the questions he asked, the want to grow, the excitement for Ruchnias, tremendous, tremendous chizuk and energy that you bring here. Bring it to your family, bring it to your community. I say to every guy, more than any other year, I feel this way. Bring it to your family. What's it? Warmth, love, care. Bring it to your family. There's no place called Waterbury. There's something called you. Bring to your family warmth and care. Yes, it could be hard and challenging. Each home brings up unique feelings. Some homes it's easier, some homes it brings up. Let's try in our homes to bring warmth, to connect to a deep place in ourselves, to connect to a deep place that's godly, that wants to encourage, that wants to reach out, that wants to uplift. And let's go home and make an impact. In your shul, bring warmth. Bring kindness. Show up with that. Stop looking if your shul is this, your shul. There's no them. My biggest kanaas in this yeshiva, there's no them. It's a myth. There's no them. There's no such thing. I promise you, your fifth grade Rebbe needs everything you are and you have. There is no them. There's Am Yisrael. There's us. And only us. There's no them. There's no people make up an imaginary them. Though there's no them. It doesn't exist. It's a myth. A total myth. The guy makes up a them about the Yid. The Yid, there are no them. It's Am Echad, one people, God's people. Anachnu Yisrael Amay. In those words, there's no them. There's us and only us. I beg you not to give in to that. It's the biggest Yetzirah of today. This and those, them, there's no such thing. When I was a youngster, I learned a story that bothered me tremendously. And I never had pshat, and somebody told me what Rev Cook says of pshat. I haven't seen the piece inside. I would look it up. It's very difficult, his language. I have to start working to learn his pieces are difficult. There's a story with Shlomo HaMelech. Avi and I studied it in the car. There's a story with Shlomo HaMelech. We read it in the Navi. It's a wild story. Am I making the Chevron mismatch? When you're quoting the Naim HaMelech, you can go after Shki, I think. No, we'll cover the Revezi. We'll make Shki. There's a... He's becoming Chsi in the Shlatla. There's a story, Bekitzer. There's a story with Shlomo HaMelech. Two ladies come to Shlomo HaMelech and they argue whose baby. They each had a child, and one was Nifter, and one was alive. And they each say that their child is the child that's alive. They come to the smartest man who ever lived. He says, kill the baby, cut the baby. One baby's dead, one's alive. He says, cut the living baby in half, and you'll each take half. That's the smartest man who ever lived. One lady, like, for a sex, okay. And the other lady right away looked, no way. Shlomo HaMelech said, you, the lady who looked happy with the plan, you're not the real mother. Because the real mother would never want the baby cut in half. The real mother would say, give it to the other one. So you're obviously a faker. That's one of the most bizarre stories I heard in my life. I don't understand it. Which person, what was the smartest man who ever lived? Which crazy, you're talking about an isha, it's two yidden. Which lady would be happy to cut in half? She's not the real mother, even not a real mother. There's no such thing in the world. Cut the baby in half? Meshuggah. So the Aruch Liner says a pshat. Aruch Liner, the great Achren, he says that the two ladies were actually a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And the daughter-in-law said that the child's hers. Her husband had died. Her husband was Nifter. And if her child died, and the child was her mother-in-law's child, she actually falls to Yibam. That child that's born would be her brother-in-law. It would be her mother-in-law's kid. And her child died, so now she has no kids. She falls to Yibam. And the problem is, this was the only brother of her dead husband. And she has to wait 13 years. You can't do chalitz or Yibam. She's going to be stuck for 13 years. So when Shlomo HaMelech said for a second, cut the baby in half, she's like, great! Because she just wanted not to be stuck. If the baby's killed, she can marry who she wants. She was stuck for 13 years. So Shlomo HaMelech called her out for a second, said, shech the baby. She like got excited for a second. He said, I called out, you just want to get out of Yibam. It's your mother-in-law's baby. You have to wait. I'm sorry. That's what the Aruch Liner says. Aruch Liner, I believe I saw that. I believe so. You saw it somewhere else? Meiri says this? Revezi says Samiri. Revezi's usually right over me. Is it Meiri, not an Aruch Liner? You could be. I don't remember. Yeah. We have to look up if it's a Meiri or Aruch Liner. Chevra, Rev Cook says Pshat. It still bothers me that Pshat. A Yid doesn't want a baby cut in half. Not for a second, not if it forces Yibum. I'm not arguing on a Rishon, but there's something going on in the story of Shlomo HaMelech. Rev Cook says Pshat, and it's like Pasha to me, that ever a Yid is willing to say, of those Yidden, he's chopping half the baby in half. Whenever a Yid's willing to cut out those people, Mechalei Shabbos, whenever a Yid is willing to wipe away, you're not the mama, you're not related to these children. Somebody who's related is not mevater on one. It rings true of Cook saying, I've seen such mothers. And they're not tapping into being a Yid. A Yid who feels a kesher to Klal Yisrael would never say on a certain segment, on them were mevater. Never, never. I've seen it. A Yid, I've seen people like Rav Aaron David, he would never, he feels a kesher chazak to Al Yidin. He would never be willing to say those Yidden, chop off those, forget those. Okay, that, never, never. We're one people. And I want to ask the guys upon parting from this Beis Medrash, I want to beg the guys, we're a powerful army. And we're going to many communities, many cities, and many houses. Pull in, include, in your city, in your shul. I beg the guys, pull in warmth. Don't ask yourself, there's no them. Are those guys warm? There's no them. There's no them in any yeshiva. There's no them. There's only us. And I say, bring to us warmth. See a Yid. Encourage a Yid. Connect to a Yid. Bring such a, raise up. Raise up the Yid. That's what I want to ask. I think this is the task, what we're facing. And the whole world is saying, Yid, Yid. I was called up during the tournament. A beautiful Yid told me during the tournament that he has a shayla. He's going, a Yid, mamish, during the basketball, Yid called up. He has a shaila. He's going into one of the most important meetings of his life. He said when he goes to his bosses, he typically doesn't wear the yarmulke. I totally understand it. He asked me, I have a sense right now I should wear my yarmulke. Should I wear my yarmulke? And I felt he had this gut, and I'm just explaining his gut. The ganze Welt saying yid, yid. We shouldn't say yid, yid. The whole world saying yid. I flew on a plane. I always take off my hat on a plane. Always. Stam, when in Rome, you know, the chevra's not wearing hats. I always take off my hat. I just put it away. It could be a short flight, an hour and a half. It's not even you put it up there. It gets clocked. My hat's already beaten up. But I always put away the hat like a derech eretz. I like derech eretz. Nobody's wearing a hat. I'm with the chevra. When I flew recently, I kept my hat. I'm not saying I'm flying tomorrow. I don't know. I'm not promising I'm wearing it. I'm not wearing it. I have no idea. But on that flight, I wore a hat the whole time. I felt the ganze Welt saying, yid, yid. I'm also going to say yid, yid. They're talking the yid, good, bad, indifferent. The yid, they're handling us. I'm also going to say I'm a yid. You're all saying yid, I'm also going to. So I wore the hat the whole time. That's it. This yid called me that he senses now we should wear the yarmulke for the big meeting. That he didn't typically in the past. He senses the whole world saying yid, so I'm also going to say yid. So I say to everybody here, pull in the yid. Pull in, include the yid, encourage the yid. There is no them. Knock off the thems. We could do this, and there will be forces of tumah. There'll be forces. It scares me. When I hear, even with our matzav, this thing that's much, much scarier than the goyim marching through our cities, to me, much scarier is the division within. It's very scary. But I ask the guys, fight for it. Fight for it. It's a funny word to say, fight for unity. But I ask, hug, don't give in to it. A guy is marching with other people. Give him a hug and pull him to us. He doesn't know garnish. Fight with love, with love. With the ikker fight. The ikker fight is pulling another yid. There are many of us that have a sense. Guys have told me they want to go fight in the army. I hear it. I want to direct, there's a sense, I want to fight. The fight is the unity of the yid. It's pasha, that's anachnu yisrael amay, the yid's under attack. But don't let go with energy, with passion, with fire, and don't let go. Don't be distracted into other ways. There's no them. There is no them. Don't be gairus, don't be maskim. Fiercely, don't be maskim. There is no them. I picture to myself, There was a community where there were a lot of people marching and saying death to Jews, very bad stuff. And the Frum community came out, and I'm picturing, what should the Frum community look like? What's the mark? You're not screaming at them, you should mamish not be gurus them. The march is Yidden should be sitting hugging. Yidden should be sitting encouraging. Yidden should be sitting giving chizuk one to another. That's the battle. That's the battle. The guy says yid, and the yid says, ah, taka, yid. And he finds another yid, and he hugs him. When a guy says river to the sea something, find the nearest yid and hug him. Find some yid and hug him. The guyim are saying it all over, so find yid all over and encourage. Connect the best as if it's your brother or your sister is the best. So I say to the chevra upon exiting the Beis Medrash, go home and uplift the yid, encourage. The best is to start with your brother, your sister, your friend, your neighbor, your uncle, your aunt, your grandma, the local guy in shul. There is no them. It's all us. Go into your local shul and be a person who cares about people, who encourage, who notices, who's mechazik people. We should see speedily Aramas Karen Yisrael. We should see the safety, the elevation of Yidden all over. If I can ask Shlomo, if we could sing together Yidden, the whole chevra, but tzazamen, let's sing it together. Yeah. Then we're going to daven mincha right after we sing it, and we're going to daven mincha. Thank you. Take it away, Schlemmy.
Neshames of Yedeh, Ah Yedeh, Wow.